you for being here today. I thought it was important to have this opportunity to sit down with all of you and outline for you exactly what occurred so that you had accurate information and could get that accurate information out to the public. And first I want to start out by saying that we are all disappointed, deeply disappointed, that our team, a very deserving team, a group of young men, will not be in a bowl game this season. And also want to start out by saying we did not turn down a bowl opportunity. Now let me lay out for you exactly what has occurred over the last 48 hours. We entered this season knowing that the WAC had just one bowl game under contract, and the champion of the conference goes to that bowl. If we were not champions, we would be in the at-large pool as a non-AQ school. This is one of the reasons it was so important for us to receive an invitation to Conference USA, which we will enter into next year, where Conference USA has 5 guaranteed bowl agreements and the possibility of a 6th is pending. We were told during these negotiations by the Heart of Dallas, which occurs on January 1st, and the Liberty Bowl, that there was interest in having Louisiana Tech football team in their bowl game. The possibility of an offer from both bowls was very strong, but hinged on the Big 12 getting 2 teams into the BCS, which meant, for the most part, that Oklahoma and Kansas State University needed to win their games on Saturday. The Independence Bowl, which had issued an invitation late last week, called me Saturday morning and said they needed a decision that day. I told them I needed to confer with our head coach and with university officials before making that commitment. We viewed collectively, as I spoke with our head coach and I spoke with university officials, we viewed the opportunity to play on New Year's Day in Dallas or in the Liberty Bowl as a special opportunity for our program, a logical next step since we had played in the Independence Bowl and the Poinsettia Bowl in recent years. And that's just give you a little background on our thinking. We decided together to ask the Independence Bowl on Saturday to give us some time to see how the games played out on Saturday so we could have all the information we needed to make the best decision for our program, for the young men involved, and for the university. This was communicated to the Independence Bowl late Saturday morning. The eyeball called back that afternoon, the very same day, during halftime of the Oklahoma-TCU game, and said they needed a decision before the end of the Oklahoma game. I told them, once again, I needed to confer with university officials and with our head coach. Once again, the collection of all of us made a decision, and we all agreed that we needed to wait until the games played on that Saturday, and we could then accept on Sunday after the games had been played and all the information was in. We spoke later that afternoon to the Independence Bowl, and it was then that they told me they had moved on to an agreement with the Mid-American Conference. So the information that was out there that we had turned down this agreement, that our head coach had turned it down, that I had turned it down, is totally false. What we asked was for more time. Now, I do not define declining an invitation as asking for more time. I expressed to the Independence Bowl on Saturday or on Sunday that any team that they chose from the Mid-American Conference would be there for them on Sunday. That wasn't going to go away. We felt we had built up political capital with the community and with the Independence Bowl. We play home games over there, including a big one this year against Texas A&M. In 08, when I was here, they needed us to play in that game. Coach Dooley and I then decided to turn down the Houston Bowl to go to the Independence Bowl in 2008 because they needed us. We have a large fan base there, and we could sell many tickets, and it would give them the matchup that North Louisiana seems to be clamoring for to some level. On Saturday, both Oklahoma and Kansas State won their games. So we felt very, very good that there was a 90% chance the Big 12 would have two teams in the BCS, placing us in the heart of Dallas on January 1st or in the Liberty Bowl. Later that night, late at night, Nebraska lost by a great margin, and it threw the BCS into a tizzy and allowed Northern Illinois to move up. And on Sunday, Northern Illinois moved up to 15th in the BCS, knocking the University of Oklahoma out of the BCS and pushing all the Big 12 teams down a notch to fill up the heart of Dallas. Iowa State, who's bowl eligible at 6-6, was left without a contracted bowl, and they were taken by the Liberty Bowl instead of Louisiana Tech, eliminating the last spot for Louisiana Tech. So that's the accurate information of what occurred, and I'm willing to answer any questions that all of you have right now.
So you had to feel good about what you're saying is you felt good going into Saturday night that the Liberty and Heart of Dallas would still be available, maybe. You were saying 90%
chance that we thought that we would have that opportunity, buddy.
Yeah.
You bet. And I understand the president, the head coach, and I understand it was a risk, but we thought it was a good risk. And it was a natural progression for our program.
When you went to the Iowa Bowl and said that Ohio and the MAC conference would be still be on the table on Sunday, what was their response to you?
They were concerned that they would that Ohio would not be, and that they would end up with a 6-6 non-AQ if we were to be playing on January 1st, and so they did not want to wait.
The Independence Bowl also indicated they tried to help you guys find a bowl. You know, I guess what was the extent that they tried to send out a release, maybe saying, or how active was that search in them trying to help you guys locate a bowl?
I'm not aware of that at all.
What's your feeling on the NCAA waiver for Georgia Tech? And do you feel like that had any impact on your bowl chances?
It impacted our bowl chances and a couple other schools as well. We were disappointed that the waiver was granted because it was voted down 4-3. But the NCAA president came in and allowed Georgia Tech to go to a bowl game at 6-7. And that took a spot away.
Had that not happened, you probably would have gotten the bowl, wouldn't you?
Probably.
I mean, Georgia Tech threw another kink in.
It's conjecture, but yeah, that certainly could have happened, buddy.
Did you second the chain of events? Do you second guess yourself or at all?
Yeah,
or
have
you done anything different?
No, I wouldn't. I've gone over that a lot, and I really wouldn't, Aaron. I think we did things exactly the best way. We made an educated gamble, if you want to call it. I've been to 14 bowl games, and I've been intimately involved with negotiations on many of them at a much higher level than with BCS. And I wouldn't have not have consulted. I've always, first of all, you never make these decisions in a vacuum. You make them collectively. And we did that as an institution. But as the athletic director, it's my responsibility to guide our officials based on my experience and knowledge. And I thought I did that. And I would not have done anything differently.
Anything could be done different with the bowl process to make sure something like this wouldn't happen?
Well, sure. I mean, I talked to Tim Brando this morning. I mean, the whole system needs to be reworked. And it is. It's very unfortunate. But this happens every year to somebody. It's just fallen in our lap this year. And we've made so many wonderful strides in the last few years and had so many good opportunities. So this is a setback, but we're not going to let it define us.
How much blame would you put on the Independence Bowl, or how much blame would you put on yourselves?
I don't put the blame on anyone, and I take responsibility. I'm the athletic director. As I said, our university president, our head coach rely on me to provide the experience and the knowledge to help us make educated decisions, and that's what we did. So I'm not looking to push the blame. I'm looking to disseminate accurate information, and then all of you can decide where to place blame if you wish.
You mentioned about the Independence Bowl and having the previous relationship with them. So how do you feel about that relationship now? Was that they didn't do what you expected them to do? How would you evaluate the status of that relationship now with everything that happened?
We have a large alumni base over there, and we love the community of Shreveport. And we're going to continue to be active over there, both academically and athletically. We're disappointed. We thought we had some political capital built there that they could have given us a little more time, but I'm not going to hold it against anybody. They have to do what they have to do, and we had to do what we had to do.
Bruce, when you see these seniors in the hallway like Clint, Pat, and such, what do you tell them?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to just speak from the heart and tell them how deeply sorry I am, and I hope that I can make it up to them.
Have you talked to any of the players at all, seen any of them?
I've talked to the coaches, but I will have time to meet with the players at the appropriate time, especially the seniors.
How did you make them aware of the situation?
Our associate head coach, Rob Likens, did that because Coach Dykes is out of town in New York City at a National Football Hall of Fame dinner, one that I was supposed to be at, but I canceled, decided to be here and visit with all of you today. But Rob did that and did a very fine job with the players.
Bruce made a comment too about the Liberty Bowl maybe being ingenuous about their conversations with you, and you worry about bridges being burned there.
No, they know what happened, and it's not for me to air it, because both, you know, the commissioners of Conference USA and the WAC were right there with me, and they understand what happens, and I do too, and it's no reason for me to throw anybody under the bus. They have to do what they have to do. And it's disappointing. You know, I thought that we should be in the Liberty Bowl, but they felt like Iowa State's an AQ school from the Big 12, and at 6-6, they wanted to take them, and that's the world we live in.
This is obviously the first step in a PR effort to kind of get back on the right track. Obviously, it's going to take some time. If y'all at the university sat down and said, look, this is where we got to get going real quick.
Yes.
On a lot of different fronts.
You know, that's the wonderful thing about the world of intercollegiate athletics is the worm will turn, and something else will be up probably in the next 24 hours. We got a pretty hot basketball team we're following right now, and my commitment is to our fans and our student athletes is I will continue to do everything I can to make this athletic program a success. And we're entering into Conference USA next year. We have a bright future, and we have a great academic institution. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we fulfill those goals for our university and for the young people in our programs. And I'm sorry to Bulldog Nation, I apologize, and I'm sorry that we had this setback. But we've had a lot of victories since I've been here, too. And let's not forget those. Let's embrace those as well and move forward together.
You've talked about the process and being experienced with the bowl process. How commonplace is it to have an invitation offered to you and then a timetable be placed on it that?
It happens. I've seen it happen before. But you hope people, if you've got a relationship and you've got that capital built up, that people will work with you a little more. And I don't know, maybe they viewed our program differently than we did. That's sad if that occurred, because we're so close and we've done so much for the community and for the Eye Bowl. Including playing a big ball game over there this year with the sponsor's logo on the field. So I'm sure we'll get over it and we'll move on. We've got a great alumni base over there, and as I said, we're going to continue to make Shreveport our town, our city.
You mentioned about the future of the program. How do you think what happened in the last 48 hours affects your relationship with bowl games and seeing how you deal with bowl officials? Do you think that affects the relationship in the future?
We have a positive relationship with bowl officials. There aren't too many bowl executive directors that I don't have a really good relationship with and have known for more than 20 years. And as I said, I've been to many of them. I see them on a basis all the time. A lot of this, athletic directors don't have to negotiate because usually the conferences have contracts. We're just caught up in a conference that's falling apart and only had one bowl agreement. Next year, when we go into USA, we'll have five, maybe six agreements, and we'll just be slotted and go right into a bowl. It takes the human element out of it, the guesswork. But we have a tremendous relationship. Our fans have done a lot of that for us because we sold so many tickets when we went to the bowl, and we had great success last year when we went to San Diego. So that's not a concern.
Are you worried about, you know, possibly, you talked about the fans, are you worried about the, you know, this successful season that they'll still see this as, you know, the bigger story?
No, I don't think so. There's too many good things that have happened and will continue to happen. I mean, Patrick just read off a couple of them. The accolades are going to continue to come in, and the national media has been there with us all year long. And I think the compliments and the reputation of this program has been cemented. And it's up to us now to go on and continue to try to build a program with facilities and by selling more tickets and recruiting good student athletes to build our program. And I think we'll do that.
You talk about a bowl game, you get some of the buyout money. What's the financial impact from not playing a bowl game this year?
It depends on the bowl, because each bowl is different financially. It depends how many tickets you sell. It depends what the guarantee is. So we really can't place one. And expenses vary. You know, if you have to have a charter, if you don't have to have a charter, etc. So you really, it's hard to be specific on that.
Obviously, you don't base a budget off of, you know, income like
no.
that. But, you know, were there things that you would have been able to do with some of that money that obviously now can't happen?
Oh, I'm sure. We can always use more money.
What would be your, say, Bruce, suggestion or two on how to improve the bowl situation?
Well,
what's your quote-unquote problem with it now?
Well, I think we're onto that with the BCS going away.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Northern Illinois. I had a cousin who was an All-American there and played there, and of course I'm grew up not too far from their campus, so I'm very happy for them and happy for an AQ school could do it. But I also think about the other great deserving teams like the University of Georgia and Oklahoma and Texas A&M who aren't in. And so I think without the BCS, with the BCS going away in a year and with us going into Conference USA, buddy, I think it will take care of itself. And hopefully something like this won't occur again, but most likely it will.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. But I do think going into Conference USA will allow us to be contracted with bowls and have a slot when we're deserving, which we don't have this year.
When Northern Illinois won the MAC title game, obviously Kent State was higher up in the BCS standings at that point. Were you pretty confident that Northern Illinois wouldn't be able to jump high enough to get there?
And the people I was talking to, commissioners and BCS pundits and other athletic directors, coaches, many, many people involved throughout the week, Northern Illinois really didn't jump out at us until late Saturday night when Nebraska got lost their championship game so bad. And that they really, their ranking fell like a lead balloon. And that allowed Northern Illinois to move up. But we still felt after Saturday night's games that with Oklahoma and with Kansas State winning that, you know, with that they would both be in the BCS and there would be a spot open for us, and we had two bowls that wanted us. So, if that occurred.
TV cameras are only going to reach, obviously, Shreveport, Monroe. How do you reach Bulldog Nation for those folks outside of these 120 miles and try to get the explanation?
Yeah, I'm going to put a timeline together with a letter, and I'm going to put it up on our website, and maybe we'll do an email to all of our alumni and reach out to them. And I've tried to return every phone call and will continue to do so if people want to visit with me. The most important thing I would like you guys to do is just to report accurate information, and you're doing that now because I'm giving it to you. It just is not accurate to say we turned the bowl down. We did not. What we asked for was more time, and they couldn't give that to us, and I understand. But we just wanted another 24 hours so that we could make the best decision with all the information available to us. And at that point, when they couldn't give us that time, we had to make a decision, and we made the best decision we thought was possible at the time. And I'm sorry that it's not the outcome we wanted.
Hey, Have you called Carl Malone and asked him to go to lunch and try to get him
back? Well, I'll leave that to for another day.
Anything else? All right. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.